The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Millions of people living illegally in this country, even those who haven't committed serious crimes, are now wondering if they should keep a bag packed. More after this from Charlie. The president's new immigration memo protects those immigrants who are brought to the U.S. illegally as children because, as he has said many times, the president has a big heart.
They shouldn't be very worried. I do have a big heart.
But for everybody else who immigrated here without documents, it means the knock on the door could come at any moment. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked about various cases of seemingly harmless people being deported, but he pointed out that if you don't like the law, there's a way to change it, and until that happens...
The president is empowering DHS to carry out the immigration laws currently on the books.
Sean Moran is an agent in San Diego and a spokesman for the National Border Patrol Council. He says nobody's trying to be nasty here.
I think Border Patrol agents are compassionate people. You will be treated fairly, but... if you're going to break the laws of the United States, there is going to be a consequence.
The president's memo means that people who crossed the border illegally less than 2 years ago and those captured at the border can be returned immediately. And it also directs the Department of Homeland Security to start planning for the new impermeable border. Although CBS's Jeff Pegay says the DHS's own internal watchdog isn't sure the department is up to such a massive project.
Homeland Security has made progress in the last 3 years, yet faces longstanding, persistent challenges.
Testifying before Congress, Inspector General John Roth said his review found a 2011 project to strengthen 53 miles of the Arizona border was canceled, but not before DHS spent about $1 billion.
That project was approved originally in 2005 by President Bush and would have used high-tech sensors to monitor the border at a cost of $7 billion. Current estimate for the Trump wall, $21 billion. But that doesn't really matter because we won't be paying for it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Agent and a spokesman for the National Border Patrol Council.